Daniel Rover Singer's new play, A Perfect Likeness, is a one-act comedy that explores the psyches of Charles Dodson, better known by his pen name Lewis Carroll, and Charles Dickens. During the fictional conversation between Alice in Wonderland and David Copperfield authors, respectively, the audience is taken on a real-time journey that reveals much and speculates even more about these two hugely influential men. The world premiere production comes courtesy of Paper Lantern Theater. A Perfect Likeness opens April 8th and will run through the 21st at the Black Box at Summit School in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Paper Lantern director John Gulley recently spoke with me about this provocative new comedy. He was joined by actors Ben Baker, who plays Charles Dodson, and Michael Kamptman, who plays Charles Dickens, and who provided this introduction to a scene from A Perfect Likeness.
This is very early in Dickens's visit to Dodson, and he's still trying to figure Dodson out and trying to figure out who is the man who actually wrote this incredible tale. And he's surprised when he first meets Dodson. And what he discovers a few things in this scene about him.
What is it? Why are you looking at me like that?
A king may look at a cat.
I beg your pardon?
You're not at all what I expected.
Oh, dear.
I supposed you to be a mad adventurer escaped from dreamland, dressed for a subterranean expedition. Your pit helmet fitted with a miner's lamp and a spyglass on a hinged arm. You carry a lumpy carpet bag which you claim contains fairies. Perpetually 20 leagues behind you are two gentlemen from the lunatic asylum, armed with a straight waistcoat and a large net. But you always manage to elude them.
I rather like it, but it's far from the truth. Are you disappointed?
On the contrary, I'm astounded that such an outlandish tale was conjured up by someone as sober as you. What inspired it? I'm dying to know.
Well, it began with my camera.
I think Charles Dickens challenges Charles Dodson to live a more passionate life, to be a more passionate, authentic artist. And I think Charles Dodson does the same to Charles Dickens, even though Dickens doesn't quite count on that when he comes for this visit. You know, I think you'll definitely learn something about these two wonderful writers, and I think that's a good thing, some interesting facts and whatnot about their lives. But I think mostly it's a beautiful play, and I think what I hope people learn is a little more about what it means to be human, to open up to life. Dickens almost becomes Dodson's therapist, challenging him to engage life head on, to exorcise his demons, and then to plow those demons right back into his work. It's really thrilling, a thrilling journey that the two characters take us on.
It seems like Dodson's doing the same for you in terms of imagination, though, in a sense, at least in the little read there. I mean, you can't believe that these great ideas are coming from this.
From a math teacher. But at the same time, one of the really interesting things about Dickens that I didn't know before starting this play was that he was an amateur hypnotist. He practiced this, and he practiced it among his friends and family, and was able to hypnotize many, many people with great success. All right. So there is some major mesmerism that happens in this play, which is quite fun.
Paper Lantern actor Michael Kamptman, who plays Charles Dickens. Earlier we heard from his colleague, actor Ben Baker, who plays Charles Dodson, and director John Gulley. The world premiere production of Daniel Rover Singer's one-act comedy, A Perfect Likeness, opens April 8th and will run through the 21st at the Black Box at Summit School in Winston-Salem. You'll find links to ticket information and more at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.